We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Everybody will please rise.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anything all? Public comment, imagine we use all of that media.
Here's this one here.
Yeah. We'll move on to the agenda review. Is there anything to add?
The only thing we have to add is delinquency report and the updated claims list for October.
Any more counsel? So I look forward to motion.
Move to approve the agenda as adopted, or as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the consent agenda.
I guess unless there's any questions, we can add the delinquency report to the consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda with the delinquency report added. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And a fire. Mr. Buckley.
Trailer, I think, was added on from last month yet, last meeting. Yeah, I contacted the state bid auction. They're 10%, whatever, up to 4,000, anything over 4,000 is 8%. They've got an online auction they do. Checked online, Fahey's is 10%. They charge from $50 up to $50,000, or $101 to $50,000. They've got their next auction is December 5th. And to get free advertising, if we would go that route, would be November 13th. We'd have to have it in by. But I think right now they got sealed bids are out for 2 weeks yet, and I think that would have been November 10th. Is that right, Jeremy? Or whatever the next meeting was going to be. So we could wait till the next meeting, and if it's no bids by then, if you wanted to, we could get a hold of Fahey's and get it on that auction for the December 5th auction.
If anything happens with the ad that's out there,
it'll be in the paper the next 2 weeks.
Hope for the best.
Been paid on calls from last month yet. So, know if anything changed. Our meeting last night, guys said if you went to the 10 per call, 20% for 2016, and put the $10 trainings in for 2017, they would go with that.
Well, that was kind of the thought, I thought.
They said,
Council? No, I think that's probably not a bad way to go in reviewing kind of some of the policies and suggestions that the league has with Chief Buckentine as well. Thought I had after going through that was with the paid call, and the percentage that we're having, that we're putting on top of it, would be not to have that percentage necessarily applied to the paid call, but just have it applied just to the pension.
Right, I think that was the thoughts anyway, wasn't it?
I think the last time we discussed it was going to be for everything. That's how I understood it.
No, I think it was just the calls that, I mean, in general, right?
No, I think if we go back and we listen to the tapes and stuff to that nature, it was discussed that it would be the 20% would apply both to the pension and to the paid call at the end of the year. So if they didn't, use round numbers, if we had 100 calls and they only made 19, they wouldn't get their $190.
So even if you didn't make your 20%, you'd get your calls paid for that year.
Right. Yeah, the calls would be paid regardless.
Okay.
If you made 8 out of those, but then your pension will suffer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think that would be a more equitable way to do it than to do the to hold the paid call to the same standard as the pension.
Right. No, I didn't think it was that. Maybe I was misunderstood. It wasn't tied together. It shouldn't have been.
Well, I guess my recollection is that we were tying the two of them together.
But I think we got to straighten out what we're thinking now.
Unless anybody else has any other in the council.
So basically, the 20% is going to affect pension.
Yeah. So we don't need to do that by resolution, do we, Jeremy?
I don't
have
to look into that. It might be
Do you want us to wait for the resolution, or would we be? I mean, I guess to put it to rest tonight. I think unless there's an objection from the councils, I'm understanding that we're going to do $10 paid call. The 20% would only apply to the pension, and then in 2017 we would do $10 for the training. And then I'll move that we, for 2016, we paid the fire department $10 per call. In order to receive their pension, they must make 20% of the calls. And then in 2017, we will go ahead and do $10 per training.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to start in 2016 the paid on call, and also that the 20% would be involved only on the pension, and in 2017 be $10 per training. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Social media, I guess I didn't know we had that open yet. I don't remember what we got.
Yeah, I just wanted to give council update that I've spoken with Justin Sandy and Jason Hansen, and they've sent me info for their login, so that way I can monitor it and I have access to their accounts.
Is that what the league needs for that, or what?
Yeah, I mean, we just so we can secure the data. And then I know last time it was brought up about pictures in that. What we would need then, too, is just to have some form written up, that the consent form, to have the firefighters sign to so their pictures could be on there in that, because technically we would need that release for any of us to be able to put that data out there.
So are you getting the form?
I'll get it to you.
Okay.
So now would that go towards other agencies like Plato and Norwood just come in? No other outside, just us three get together and do a training? No, do we need to have them sign? Because that was my question
No.
before.
No, because they're not our employees.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. Not that all of a sudden we have an issue.
Anything else?
I guess I'd like to clear some things up from the end of last meeting. Some of the issues you guys brought up. As far as the... Well, the day with the windstorm, when you said that we weren't out at all, we had an ambulance out, so I guess I don't know where, what you didn't see, or if there's an issues on calls, I've asked you guys, call me if you got an issue. I guess I don't understand why this comes up 4 months later, if there's a question on what we did on a call. But the day of the windstorm, we had two guys out with an ambulance checking on some of the vulnerable people we've had when we knew were on oxygen that day. As far as the training, how much it cost, it's $1,250 a student, and they passed every course, every class. I have certificates for them. They didn't pass the state cert test, which isn't required, but they did pass the schooling. So their 140 hours are passed. The $1,250 was paid for half that by the state. Half of that was paid for by the city, which the fire department worked with the state and got all of that reimbursed back. So there was no cost to the taxpayers on that. I think one of you had said that it seemed like we were getting greedy. Had Jeremy get me the budgets for the last 6 years. 2010 was $97,973. 2011 was $99,786. 2012 was $83,524. 2013 was $82,383. 2014 was $76,905. And 2015 is $73,236. So since 2010, we have knocked 25% off of what the fire department is costing the city. I don't understand where we're being greedy in that. Some of the stuff we've been bringing up has been gear that's got to be replaced, air packs that got to be replaced, radio's got to be replaced. We're not telling you this needs to be done now. We just want a plan so when it does come, we don't have the authority to make the budget issues. That has to come from you guys. That's why we bring it up. I don't know if you guys have questions for me or if you ever have a question. If you don't have my number, Jeremy's got it. Or I guess I'd rather get a phone call, deal with it right away, or deal with it during this portion of the meeting instead of hearing about it in the last 10 minutes of a meeting when none of us are here.
Well, I guess I like it a little bit better when we all talk about things, but the last time I heard you talking here was if we don't get the pay for call and pay for training, then we don't want nothing. And I thought, that's why we're sitting here to talk about it. And what I got out of the last meeting was, if you don't get something, then you don't want it at all.
So, well, I guess that maybe that we had a communication error. I was taking it as it was taken out, and we weren't notified of it.
That's just what I heard, and I thought, well, tomorrow will calm down and be a little different, so... I mean, I hope we can all work together on this thing. There was one of the firefighters in there said that seems like we're drifting apart. Well, maybe we are. Maybe we should get together and talk about things more. I don't know. Maybe there is something going on or something, but we have to hold it together, that's for sure.
So. Well, I agree with that. We need to talk more. I don't think I'm that hard to get a hold of.
No,
we just met earlier tonight to go over, not issues from here, just possible future League of Cities issues. And I say, if you guys got an issue, just call me. Yeah. I'd rather deal with it right away.
Anything else? Council? Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to old city business. Annexation.
I'm still waiting for the survey.
Oh. I thought that was something
to do with that. I have the city
township's going to be charging. So basically,
that amount needs to be decided upon on the township. And that's basically the amount for the lost passage.
Yep.
And then the other real thing is really going to need is that, you know, that survey. They did talk to Matt and he feels he doesn't necessarily know that he didn't have the state to approve of another survey. So, and it's the other reason why I really, you know, kind of required that survey.
So we're kind of tied.
So one of the things Max said is what we can do is approve, you know, the joint resolution based on the fact that a survey will be provided and that the survey correctly describes the land as to be annexed into the city, and that Carl checked with the township on the amount of money they will need to pay to the township for lost future real estate tax.
He's not here. He don't. He didn't call you today, or?
Received a survey.
I thought this was kind of a hurry up. We gotta get this done.
Okay. I did my part. So.
I'm sure you did.
Well, I think we should. If he was in a better hurry, you've been here and we've done something about it. Maybe. I can't see why we're going ahead and approve something when we don't know how much it's going to cost the city, because we have to pay that. The city's got to pay that.
Well,
yeah. But right. And if he don't agree to that, right, we're going to be stuck with it. So I, next.
Council, thoughts? We just have to
put on table it to the next meeting.
Okay, you have a survey and basically should we contact and then get the whole of it?
I will get an update for them.
I mean, that was the main purpose of this meeting was this topic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I guess if we have to table, we have to just move on.
Yep.
Spend money on something that may not happen. Deputy Clerk, usually billing clerk position. We did meet last Friday and interviewed three people.
Yep.
After doing the interview process, narrowed it down to one candidate. So personnel committee bring forth the council to recommend Tamara Brock. To hire her for the deputy clerk utility billing clerk position at $10.50 an hour. And that she would pass background checks.
Now we do a review at 6 months to determine anything else after that.
Is she ready to go to the time? And she has agreed to all this? And
no, we have to.
No, we have to. Mm-hmm. This is the one of the candidates that we have. This is who the personnel committee would recommend. To extend an offer to.
With the personnel committee's recommendation, we need a motion to
offer
her the position and the condition of offer of employment to Tamara Brock at $10.50 an hour.
Any discussion? Otherwise, we've got the recommendation of the promotion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for the contingent offer of employment to Tamara Brack at a rate of $10.50 per hour. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So
all works out hope to get background check in, you know, and they have that back once they have their start on
date. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's available now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeremy, it says here you may be subject to a drug and alcohol test. Does that, has that changed? Because I always thought that was mandatory.
No, it's only, it's not mandatory. We did not make it mandatory.
Okay.
So we have not done any alcohol and drug testing. I mean, we require it, but we did not make that mandatory. Okay. It's only like the commercial license, I think, I believe.
I think so.
If you need a commercial license, that is mandatory. The next thing, one of the things we discussed was last meeting, how about Payton Island? So one of the things I did was just change it to state that to schedule rounds on the weekend and holidays, employees will be paid $50 a day. Bank employees will be paid $50 a day for scheduled rounds on the weekend and holidays. Council has any discussion? I heard some talk that they would like to see someone other than me do the rounds, so if that is a concern of anyone, then I think it should be discussed now.
Yeah, did you see that, email I sent to Chris? Basically, I looked at what was happening is you were getting aced out of doing the rounds, and my concern was that Craig should be given the first shot at it, and if he doesn't want to do it or can't do it, you know, then you would be offered the next opportunity, and if that doesn't work, you know, whether the council gets involved in doing it or this Mel who I've never even met, if he gets to do it. But I guess I had a concern about the fact that Greg made an honest mistake saying it was going to be $50 a day. It was not intentional. It was not malicious. And Greg, you know, everybody makes mistakes, and certainly don't hold that against Greg. And so it's always been at $50, 2 hours of straight time, as I understand. Is that correct?
That was changed. Well, it was 2 hours, but I talked to Greg, and he's fine with changing it even for him to $50 a day to make it more streamlined. So whoever does round is $50.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Greg's fine with that.
Yeah, well, like I said, Jeremy, my concern was that you've been doing it all these years for, you know, religiously, and so I didn't want you to, it sounds like you kind of got the idea that somebody's not happy with you doing it, and that certainly is not my feeling, and I was kind of going to bat for you that I thought you should... No.
Well, there was some conversation that we didn't know if it was too much. You know, but that's what I tried to
do. I'm just saying if there's an issue with it, then it should be discussed now. I agree. Mm-hmm. So, I hear a lot of talk lately.
I don't know. I was just going to say, what's up with that? I mean, do you want to do them? Or I don't think there was a problem, was there? No, I don't know where this come from, but
I'm just trying to put all this stuff back.
Yeah.
That people come to me about things, and I think this is the place to discuss it, not outside here.
Who's first, second, third, and then be done with it. If we got three willing to do it, then that's the way to do it.
And that's what I was proposing. Greg first, Jeremy second, and either the city council members or Mel, you know, after that.
Well, I don't know how much the council members should fit in before Mel, because I don't know. Do you know how to do that?
I don't know. I don't even.
I can't figure it out. Bob?
I have no clue what he does.
Yeah, so I would say leave it between those three.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. Yeah.
Well,
everybody would have to vacate town then.
Well, I think, and think it's, too, it's something that if Greg can't do it, I think it's something that Jeremy and Greg can work on their own. I don't think we need to micromanage the process. I think the only thing that we really need to make a better decision on is how do we pay that call out, and to avoid future confusion on how it works, because sometimes it might be just an hour and sometimes it might be 4 hours that they're out.
All three should be the same. Even with Greg doing it, should be. And we talked to Greg. I guess Jeremy talked to Greg about it, and he agrees that the $50 would be great. So yeah, all three are in compliance. That would be great. So.
No, I think we got to address call out separate compared to rounds. Rounds.
Well, we do. Just call out what we have should be reimbursed for a minimum 2 hours of overtime, and then rounds on weekends and holidays, it's
$50
a day.
I mean, you could have Greg called out water main or flooding or the drains.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's more hours than we probably involved.
Typically, when we have that, usually what we do is we, like for me, I'm an example. Like, take that one snuck. I came in and I probably helped Greg that morning for 3 hours. And I, it's just 3 hours.
Yeah.
But with Greg, typically what he'll do is, like, he gets called out for something on that, is he'll try to do rounds, at the same time as whatever event there is. But yet there may be times where he does rounds that gets his credit for that, and then maybe get called out, say Saturday night or something, and then he just reports his time for that. But then I guess that's where maybe you got to define, is say he does rounds Saturday morning, Sunday night he gets called out, power goes out, so you get the $50 for rounds, and then how you want to decipher, that call out pay. Right now what it would be is he'd get $50 for rounds. Then whenever he got called out, he'd get a minimum of 2 hours at overtime. But now if he worked 4 hours, he'd get credit for the 4 hours.
Right.
Which would typically equate to overtime anyways.
And that's stated in the handbook already, isn't it? That way? It had 2 hours?
Yeah, minimum of 2 hours.
Yeah, minimum of 2 hours if he got called out.
So I guess it's really up to the council.
When Dennis was here, didn't he work like 36 hours and then 2 hours each Saturday and Sunday made up his 40 hours at one time?
Yes.
And has Greg been involved in that at all or not?
Okay. But that's something that's up to the council and push that, so you could push it that way to minimize overtime.
Let's see now on if we go with the $50 for Saturday of doing the rounds, there is no overtime. It's just straight. There's no overtime. It's just straight $50.
For the rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he could actually work 40 hours and then Saturday and Sunday would just be $50.
Actually, for the weekend, it's $24 savings. That's the way holidays
if you got overtime.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not proposing we do that. I was just curious because I knew we did that with Dennis.
Yeah, correct.
Unless anybody else has any major objections, I don't see why we don't do it as it's written here in the revision.
Go ahead and read that. So,
or, everybody has it.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at yours, and I should be looking at mine.
What's he doing?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, is there any other thoughts?
Yeah.
Anybody else has, or?
No, it's fine.
Did you get a copy of that email that I sent you?
Not on me.
Oh, cool. I'd like Jeremy to see that.
I can forward it to him tonight when I get home.
I thought we talked about that when we made that, or changed that. That was the way we wanted to go by that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, if anybody has that.
Other proposals or ideas?
Do we have to talk to Greg? Get his thought or input?
I talked to Greg, and I thought for the personnel, yeah. Greg's okay with it. How he is now.
Yeah, he's...
How it's written.
He's good with it.
I guess all we need is a motion if we want to go to revision, as stated.
I'll move that we revise and adopt the city employee handbook for call-outs as revised with the new schedule for rounds and call-out pay for exempt employees.
Your second?
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to approve the revised call-out rates as stated in the handbook. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Closing meetings, open meeting law. Chris, you want to touch on that a little bit? We also discuss it.
We've gone through quite a bit this year already in regards to private and public data, open and closed meetings, and things of that nature. Just remind the council and those in the audience that anytime we have a closed meeting, whether it's a personnel meeting or it's a employee evaluation meeting or any other type of closed meeting that we call, anything said in the meeting is to stay in the meeting, and it cannot be disseminated intentionally or unintentionally anywhere outside of that meeting. And that includes the topic of the conversation, what was said in the meeting, what was shared in the meeting, and that. Just want to remind everybody of that. Because it does carry a penalty by law if you violate it. And so I just want to make sure everybody remembers that. And I think we've had iPad here once. We've had additional training as to what we can and cannot say and do in that manner. So. Anybody have any questions about that as far as how that works or...
Anything else? Any old city business? Council? All right, we'll move on. City clerk, treasurer.
kind of goes over, you know, compensation paid to the city, who's responsible for what on the road. One of the things is, the biggest thing is, we signed this agreement, so the monies we owe them for when they did the overlay and coming up 50 would be forgiven. That'd be about $20,000.
Why would they want to do that?
They're willing to do that because of the changes in the maintenance agreement. And if I remember right, I'll double check on that, but the changes that they would be doing, I think they're changing how they compensate to the city. So I don't believe that we would receive any.
Yeah, this says they will forgive the debt as they will no longer be receiving CSAH dollars. What is, I guess I'm not aware of what CSAH dollars
are. That would be the county road.
Okay.
So we basically maintain it and we would get no pay.
Okay.
And how long is that? Is that agreement forever then, or is that for? Next road goes in or retopping, then we have to pay for that or what? You know?
That'd be a good question.
Yeah, there's a few questions I got yet that I want to confer with them. By the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to.
Like by the end of November.
We have to find out about that because if. You know, 10 years down the road needs a new road. Well, we signed them papers. That's your road now. Oh, great. Five, then we have to put a new road down. And then, oh, you signed this. This is your baby now. This winter when the wind starts blowing, we'll rip them right off.
If the shingles down on them tabs, we'll see them. That's a concern I have is taking the late season here.
Well, it's been like it is for however long it's been. I hate to see us do something now and have it get ruined and have to do it again in the spring. So I guess I'd say waiting is prudent.
Yeah, we've waited this long.
Yeah. From what I understand, though, if the sun actually hits them, it doesn't even matter if it's below zero or below freezing. Those that they do seal, the tar seals together, as long as the sun hits the shingles. Like I said, I'm not a roofer, but this is what a guy that I know that did roofing told me. Again, like I said, I don't know for certain, but that's what he told me.
And you get the sun, so it's just one side of the sun and the other side. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's my concern.
Mm-hmm. I'd say we should wait.
I'd rather feel comfortable and safe and wait till spring.
And when I talked to you, you said that he had the shingles bought. Yeah. If we got to put them in the downstairs there, or we can do that, I guess.
I have a question. Has it been thought or brought up to put steel roofing on, tin roofing, one and done? Steel roof, you don't have to replace 20, 30 years. It might be a little bit more expensive up front, but when you don't have to worry about shingles peeling back, a lot of people are doing it even in residential homes. Commercial has been doing it for years. Get any color you want, just something.
I don't know if we even thought about that.
I guess if we're going to wait, you know, why not look into it and get an estimate on it?
I mean, that's something they do year round. I mean, they put steel roofs on in the middle of January. And if you guys are going to wait, just something maybe to look into. Like I said, I'm not a roofer. I pave roads for a living, but I know a lot of people done it on their houses just for the longevity.
Hey, check with them. See what the cost extra is.
Mm-hmm. It's usually double or triple. But a lot of times you get almost a 50-year guarantee on some of them.
Right.
75. No, good idea.
Do you know if Greg is flush the hydrants at this fall?
Yes.
He has, okay. Mm-hmm.
When they do street sweeping, are they going to put up some signs or something to alert people?
Greg has something. He made some type of A-frame or something. So.
Okay.
He had them up when he flushed the hydrants.
Yeah. So we'll put them at the end of town on Monday.
All right.
HSA RX 2000, which will be on the Perform network. What there is there's two networks. There's the open access, so you're open to all networks. The Perform network is all networks minus, as we talked last meeting, the Mayo Clinic networks. So that gives you a little bit of a cheaper rate. The HSA 1750. It's HSA goal 1750. That is a family deductible of $3,500. The HSA RX 2000, that has a deductible of $4,500. So what I've looked at about your best bet is if in plans is to go with the HSA RX 2000 in the Perform, which would be excluding the Mayo Clinics. That's about a 6.3%. I did check with our broker on what's the major differences in the 1750 to the 2000. And the big difference there is with the 1750, that plan, does not include non-formulatory drugs. So basically what that is the insurance company has their list of drugs. That's what they cover. The other drugs you pay full price for.
The problem with that is when the doctor prescribes you something that actually works for you and it's not on your formulary, you get screwed.
Yes,
period.
You take it.
I see insurance companies do it all the time, and it's just not, it's not right, but that's the way they do it. Because if you're on something and it's working for you and they decide they don't want to pay for it, you will either pay for it or they change you to something else.
So that's kind of the major difference between the two, and then the deductible, obviously. So like I said, what I've looked at is the HSA RX 2000 in the Perform Network. That's a 6.3% increase overall.
And that has the drug coverage?
Yes, correct. And that's about a 3.26% increase to the budget. You know, if you see the HSA RX 2000, which is the open access, that's about a 9.96%. And as I said earlier, the open access is all networks. Perform Network is without the Mayo Clinics.
Well, basically, tonight all we have to do is approve which plan.
Correct.
We don't have to approve any deductible or anything of that, just so they know
which plan,
what we want.
Yep.
And I assume that HSA RX 2000
and the Perform Network is probably what I would be looking at going to save the city money.
And that will work for Greg also?
Yes, I've talked to Greg.
Okay.
So that's in the new sheet here then.
Yeah.
Yes. And what we both discussed is that we at least know that moving forward, you know, that none of the Mayo Clinics are in network.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you'd have some coverage, but your out-of-pocket is going to be like $13,000.
Well, if you think that's the best one to go up, that's good enough for me. I move that we go with that.
You want to be specific on the ones?
The
HSA
RX 2000P.
In the Perform Network.
Second. Motion made and seconded to go with the health insurance plan, the HSA RX 2000P, for the following year. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Chris, did you second? That's all I have.
We'll move to the number 8, payment of October added claims.
I'll move to approve the two ACH payments and check numbers 17633 to 17648 for a total of $28,741.94.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the two additional ACH payments and checks number 17633 to 17648 for a total of $28,741.94. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to the city council report. Mr. Odom.
The flowers at the memorial have been put back for the winter.
While we're on that, everybody get my email that we figured out what was going on with the lights down there.
Yep.
Well, I suppose it happened when that wagon tipped over and
mm-hmm.
other things. And
yeah,
see,
I thought they all were on a, you know, the sensor, the photo eye, but... Actually, them two are on time.
Bob?
I got nothing.
Chris?
A couple of things. We had the Carver County Leaders meeting this morning. We had Julie from the Carver County Community Development Agency come out. They got a new plan that I think we may want to dive into further, Jeremy and Council, about giving cities money or helping assist with money with planning and rezoning projects. And I was specifically thinking about that place across from Steve's shop. Possibly maybe rezoning or not, or try to find a way
building?
To, yeah, try to rezone or refurbish that so at least maybe we can get a viable business in there. Other than what's sitting there right now, nothing.
Is that totally vacant now, Chris?
There's apartments upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Main floor is empty.
It needs some work.
But I have her card at the office, and I'm going to send her an email and just see if I can get some
info
on that.
And then just give you an update on that building. Miss Milky is working towards making the corrections on that building, so she is working with our building inspector on that.
And then the next meeting for the Carver County Leaders isn't until next year. It'll be on January 26th, the tentative date, which we will be having the group come in and talk about fiber optics and where it sits now, where it's in the county, what are some things that we can do with it, because now they're starting to offer phone service and some other things that go along with it that cities might be able to tap into from a cost savings line.
Well, I see Jaguar vans down all on the east end, around the Carver area, a lot of them.
They've put a lot of fiber through Northern America already too. So.
Is that part of that fiber that runs through town here?
Yeah.
Is that Jaguar?
Yeah.
I think it doesn't Sibley County, don't they have like a big program now where they're actually going out to residential, or I should say rural areas and offering fiber optic service to them?
I think that's the end game for them. Jaguar from, got to be over a year ago now when they came out last time. Faribault, is it, that they started? Or Rochester, Faribault? Somewhere's down that way, right?
Owatonna, a big project.
They basically have this big loop from there all the way up north here and then back down again. And with the concept that eventually anybody in that ring will be able to tap into the fiber optics.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea for, I don't know what's up to you guys, but at least some competition down here with Central Link and MediaCom.
Yeah.
We've been after them,
but we seem to kind of gotten dissed, and they went to Norwood.
Yeah.
And
well,
when they came out, their plan was to start here and work that way instead of the other way.
Yeah.
But
I suppose they're looking at money rather than the
Right.
They got kind of rolling the totem pole forever.
Yeah.
I think they got involved in burying the cables rather than marketing their services. And of course, you have to have the cables in before you can offer your services. But you see them putting their fiber in all over.
And they also did lose their big their main sales guy out here.
Yeah. Well, is that something that the city can just approach them with and say, "Hey, look, people interested here in town?
Yep.
At least you're on some interest."
We'll continue to pursue them about getting something out here to give you some more choices. Definitely.
And the other thing I have is I did meet, as Chief Buckington did mention in his report, I did meet with Chief to go over a file that the League of Minnesota Cities put out on fire departments and that. And so the Personnel Committee eventually will be meeting with the Chief to update our handbook, update the fire department's bylaws and SOPs and things of that nature going forward. And then just the last thing I have, and I forgot to mention under the closed meeting laws, in that, just to remind everybody on council, as an elected official, if we say something outside of the council's purview, and litigation comes upon our way, the city is not going to be there to help us out, defend ourselves, or indemnify ourselves. So just be leery of what we post and what we say and what we text and Facebook and things like that. That's all I have.
Do you have anything to report, anything on the other concerns we got going on?
Nothing new on that.
Mr. Travis.
I was just wondering how long the two dumpsters were going to, the end of the month here, or are they going to go another month yet?
We were going to wait this week at least, because it's supposed to be nice yet, so.
Yeah, you know, I would.
My maple hasn't even fallen yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of my leaves are still on the trees yet, so it might take more than a week. That's why I was wondering if they're going to be towing in the next month, but that might be pretty late. But.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Has you and Greg talked anything more about the sewer inspections down on the east end?
I have not, no. I haven't talked to Greg about that.
And with MediaCom, do we have any funds that the cities can tap into yet?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know roughly? Or? And maybe we should
get
think of something we can use or something once before things change or dwindles away.
I think it'll be a spring project.
Almost $70,000 in that account.
And who is that shared by?
Us and Nordy America.
Is that a 50-50 deal?
It's kind of first come, first serve, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
kind
of put a request board. In. And typically what we've used those expenses on is for the Channel 8.
No, we can't get that. We can't get it anymore.
Not that big.
Oh.
What do you mean?
On Channel 8? It's gone, buddy. All those channels on the left HD, the ones that work, are gone.
Did you rescan your TV?
A couple times. See, I don't have a box that comes right to me. Anything else, Council? And does that look for adjournment?
So moved.
Got one question?
Second.
Go ahead.
I recently heard that we paid for a taxpayer to pay for a trip to the mayor. Can you elaborate what that trip was about? I understand you went up to Duluth.
That's correct.
Okay. Can you? What did you do? Can I ask? I'm just asking.
I went to the banquet.
Okay. I heard you say support that he deserves. What extra support did you give him that four other firefighters didn't give him? Besides, that's what everybody else did. Can you elaborate on the award that he deserved or got?
Yeah, 30 year.
30 year what?
For his services being an officer.
A pin, that big. I just want council to know that's what you guys allow to pay for. A pin, that big.
You know what, Mr. Mockin doing? Have you seen a bill yet?
No, not yet.
Well, then don't call.
You know what? I'm still waiting for a bill.
And you probably won't see one.
I can see probably one getting turned in.
And you probably won't see one.
Well, I'm just letting you guys know.
And if there would have been one, it would have been in tonight already.
Well, I'm just letting everybody else know, because it actually bugged me.
Well, about how did not bug you?
Well, as a concerned taxpayer, I wanted to know where the budget was coming from, what budget would have been coming out of. I pay taxes in this town, and I feel I deserve them.
That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay, then I won't worry about it.
No.
How, as a concerned taxpayer, can he be told not to worry about it?
He's got
a right to know which budget it, what it came out with, whether or not you turned in a bill or not, does he not?
It won't be a bill. I've decided it won't be. That's why it wasn't even turned in anymore.
Then why was it even brought up to council?
Correct.
Because I thought that it would be a very legitimate deal to have somebody from the city council here or whatever be there. So that's why.
So you brought it up to council, asked them to pay for one-way mileage, mm-hmm. some money for lunches, for registration fee, and one-night lodging, just so you wouldn't turn it in and they wouldn't have to pay.
That I just wanted to make sure if I did, it was covered. It's up to me if I turn it in or not.
Well, that's correct.
Okay. We got that square?
Yes, we do have that square.
So then I say, you don't have to worry
about
it.
I just want to make sure the council knows exactly why you asked for it, why you went up there, and that, as you had stated, it may not have been as big a deal as you had made it seem like.
I thought it was important.
Well, the city council may also know that Adam Glander, our current assistant chief, also received a pin for 10 years of service on the Chiefs Association,
mm-hmm.
but that was not brought up to council. Was it mentioned, or the fact that maybe he deserved the support that he needed?
Well,
the proper
10 years
support.
And 30 years to me is a little bit different.
To me, 10 years, 30 years, 20 years, the fact that one person deserves more respect than the other person.
You know, that's your opinion.
I agree completely. It is my
opinion. So that's fine.
I feel the council should know my opinion, and now they do.
Anything else?
Nope.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else from the council? I'm still looking for a motion.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
No channel 8.